And he says here, and let me read this, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, the houses rifled, the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Now, this is the last siege, and it's not a pretty picture that's given to us here. The enemy takes the city, and when it says all nations, I'm of the opinion that each nation will have representatives there. You say, well, how could that be? Well, what do you have today in the United Nations? You have that same thing, and over in that land, at the time I'm making this tape, the United Nations is there again. And the soldiers come from different nations that are in the United Nations. And they serve more or less as a buffer between Israel and the enemy. Now, it'll be different in that day, but it's an army that's made up of those that represent all the nations, and they're coming against Jerusalem, and they're going to take Jerusalem. And we're told here, and let me give this verse here, it's a sad state. It says, and the city shall be captured, the houses will be plundered, and the women raped, and half of the city shall go into captivity, but the rest of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Apparently, they will be able to escape. Now, there are those that believe, and that includes myself, that probably it'll be the rock-hewn city of Petra where they'll go to. But Masada would be a good place where they went before at the time of Titus. The only thing is, it sure would be a good target for bombers if they went to Masada. So the rock-hewn city of Petra could be it. But I don't think that we can be dogmatic about a great many of these things that the Scripture's not clear on. Let's be dogmatic about what the Word of God has to say. Now, this is a sad thing that is revealed to us. The city is taken, and the houses are plundered, and the women raped. Those are the three things that he mentions here. Now we are told, verse 3, then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. Now this is a picture, actually, of the deliverer who's coming. It's at this time that their help will not come from the north or the south, the east or the west, but the help will come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, and that will be none other than the Lord Jesus himself coming to the earth to deliver these people.